wish you a Merry Shabbats. We wish you a Merry Shabbats. We wish you a Merry Shabbats and a Happy Furnum
Shabbats.
From the heart of New York City.
He is the human suplex machine.
This is the Taz Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking wrestling, sports, and beyond.
It's the Black Tower Maniac coming out of Brooklyn. A one-man crime spree. He gonna leave you shook. Try to beat him if you can and survive if he lets you. Human suplex and he coming for you too. Better watch out. The guy your mother warned you about. And he's got one question I'll inform you about. Like,
you're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
Award-winning host and former world heavyweight champion, Taz.
All right, all right. Here we go. Special edition city, baby. Fantasy draft edition, special edition during this holiday season. If you believe in it, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. That's when this bad boy's dropping right now. If you don't believe in it, Merry whatever. I got the KFJ. Kung Fu Jabba, Seth, back in the house. Seth, what's up?
Great to be here. Thanks for recognizing Hanukkah. Thank you.
Well, I was gonna defer to you on that. Handle that.
It's over, buddy. Hanukkah's over. You missed it. I got no card. Got nothing. This guy, nothing. He's out of sight, out of mind. It's cool.
There's so many different holidays. There's everything. There's X-Mex, Christmas. There's Hanukkah. There's obviously
Kwanzaa.
There's
a Festivus miracle.
There's everything. So we also have the professor, Professor Vegas, Mike Tanay. You there, my friend?
Yeah, happy freaking holidays.
There it is, Tanay in the holidays.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. Seth's return. What's that, my Christmas present?
Well, you know I only came back because you have like 2 pages of material waiting for me. So
that's a good point. All right, so we're back in the saddle, us three again, doing fantasy drafts. It's been a while. We had a circle of wagons up. We're all very busy. Mike's doing your, obviously, you're doing big numbers, big success with your podcast, your sports betting podcast. Give us a quick overview of how things are going, Mike. What's going on in the Professor Vegas podcast world?
Yeah, it's going great. Professor Vegas drops every Thursday. It's a sports betting audio magazine. There's something for everybody. If you have any interest in sports, you've got to check it out. We talk to bookies. We talk to handicappers. We talk to professional gamblers each and every week.
So, Seth, you know, Tanay tells me that his show, and I've looked into some of the numbers, that his show is kicking ass. It's doing really well.
Well, actually, since he brought it up, we have an announcement for Professor. He's doing so well, we're actually putting his portrait up on the wall here at CBS.
Great. Wait, probably a dartboard.
Yeah, I don't want the camera to see what I just did to Seth. I flipped him off. That's a shot at me because I did a recent show where I cut a promo on everybody at CBS Corporate because they got posters of all these other jobbers and not me in the hallway, in the lobby. So he took
an
a little
outrage.
Yeah, it's an outrage. All right, so look, this is the thing here. All right, so this is end of year top 10 wrestlers of 2015. Now, very difficult here to pick, you know, the top 10, and for those that are new to Fantasy Draft Edition here on the Taz Show, the way this works, and you can go back to the Human Podcast Machine days, they're all on TazShow.com, you can hear them all, the old ones. Basically, myself, Seth, and Mike Tanay, we have a list of our top 10 for whatever topic. In this instance, it's end of year top 10 wrestlers. We do not share that list with each other, so it's not contrived. We react to each other organically and naturally. So I want to just set the table with those, with that gimmick schnabbits right there. So now we're going to roll. So I don't know about you two guys, but for me, this list was not easy to put together. And I think there's going to be a lot of flags thrown on several of our comments on who we have or if we missed any guys. So now, just so we're on the same page, we didn't put tag teams in this. And what about females? We didn't discuss that.
Did we discuss tag teams too?
Uh-oh.
No, I always love this. The ground rules are never established until we come on the show.
God almighty, this is a problem. Here we go. Flag thrown.
I have no tag teams. I have no females. I'm good to go.
Me too. Mike.
The flag is up.
Seth, do you have tag teams?
I got a tag team and a female.
Oh, dude.
I just thought it would be great because you didn't make ground rules, so I thought you'd definitely do this when we started, and now it's great.
All right, so Mike, we got to let Seth.
There's always one, and yeah, it's always him.
It's, I hate to admit it. I hate it. It's partially not Seth's fault. I mean, this is something that we should have discussed. I should have, as the host.
Why start now?
As the host, I guess some would say I should have did this yesterday or a week ago and laid the rules down with you guys.
There is no tomorrow.
But, you know, it's like sometimes these things happen and I screw up. That's kind of the gimmick here.
Damn, Rock.
So here we go. All right. The normal routine. I start. No, who starts? Tanae starts. He's the guest.
Yes.
Tanae starts, then Seth goes, and then yours truly goes. You ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
Go.
You know, at number 10 for 2015, I have to admit, this guy was not on my initial draft, my first draft. And the more I thought about it, I said, I just have to put him in the list, have to put him in at number 10. I think when he was United States champion, he really breathed life back into what was, for years, a dead title. When John Cena had the open challenges, I thought he really elevated a lot of the opponents, the likes of a Kevin Owens and a Cesaro. I thought he really not only elevated them, but made them special. And I think the time off that John Cena has had the last month or so, I think it's good for him just because this is a guy who has been such a constant and on a WWE programming week after week, month after month, year after year. So I think it's good, too, that it's a little bit of a time away. John Cena is my number 10.
If John Cena is your number 10, then I can't wait to hear your number 3, 4, and 2, and 1. I mean, geez. Are you kidding me? Number 10.
Number
Mike,
10.
I got to tell you, that's a little, I'm a little disappointed in you. He's
what
on.
Do you
my,
mean? What do you mean disappointed?
I'm disappointed. He's on my list, but he's higher than 10. The year this guy had.
Good for you.
All right.
Good for you.
Well.
Strike up the band.
Well, we're starting off already. Here we go. Here we go. Today getting nasty as usual.
I'm going to kick your ass.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Seth.
I'm just so thrown off and intimidated right now. I don't know what to do. All right, so I'm going to throw the flag right away on myself because I got number 10. I got Sasha Banks, the boss.
Oh my God, she is the boss, and I'm a huge mark for her. But
she is great, and she's great in the ring. She's great out of the ring. She's a breath of fresh air. She's different. She's unique. And honest, when I made this list, she's on my list.
I wish I could throw this mic at you because I'm so mad. You're the producer of the show. The captain's not here. He's pissed off. You should have said, Taz, we got to have parameters. So Tanae and I and you, you should have said no chicks or we're adding chicks. I mean, you know.
No chicks with, okay.
Look, I'm a fan of Sasha Banks. I'm not going to throw a flag on you. She's great. I mean, she's had an amazing year. There's no doubt.
And, you know, like, you know, Mick Foley's been like, you know, saying, hey, we need more Sasha Banks on programming. You know, he's been railing WWE programming
so,
lately.
So, because Mick Foley said it, that
yes.
means I got to just that's
actually,
the reason why.
He's actually, his list is my list. I took my list from him.
No! So, listen, that doesn't matter that Mick. I love Mick. We're not talking about Mick.
He's making a point.
Like, today, yeah. Do you like Mick?
I love Mick Foley, but come on, Seth. think on your own for once, would you? Hey, Mick Foley said Sasha Banks should be in the top 10. Number 10 Sasha Banks. Gary Hart once wrote a book. He didn't mention Sasha Banks.
Oh, God.
Seth has not been the
hey,
same
if
since.
If he was still alive, his second book would mention Sasha Banks for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, sure it would have.
Why did you mention Gary Hart's book? Come on, today.
All praise. All hail Gary Hart's book.
Oh, my God. You guys are just a bunch of marks. All right,
oh,
so my number 10 is a fella from Lucha Underground named Prince Puma, also known as Ricochet. I've done this on my show on the Breakdown Before Breakout on Ricochet. This guy is an amazing, amazing competitor. Some might not think, some might say it's hard to put a Lucha Underground wrestler in a top 10 wrestler of 2015 because of their TV penetration is not all year round because the way they shoot and their seasons and stuff like that. But just this guy's work rate, his holding titles, not just as Prince Puma, but as Ricochet also. He's an amazing competitor. Mike, you familiar with this young man?
I'm very familiar with him. I've seen all of his matches in Lucha Underground, saw a lot of his matches prior to that as Ricochet. And I have no issue with him being on your list. I don't think necessarily we could penalize a wrestler because of the promotion that he's with.
Yeah.
So I think there's no issues that I have with having anybody from Lucha Underground on the list. I know when I made out my list, I saw that I had a lot of international talent in my top 10, which I'm not sure that you guys are going to have. You may not have the same thoughts that I have. You may not see the same programming and match the matches that I see. So I have no issue at all with him being in your top 10.
So, see, Seth, let me smarten you up here. So that's Mike's way of insulting, not just you, but me too. That's like, well, he's so PC. Well, I'm not sure if you guys would have the same international talent because we don't have the same internet browsers here in New York that you have in Las Vegas. Is that what it is, Mike?
A lot more options here. Many, many more options. You guys just don't have a factor. I understand that, though, and I'm willing to overlook it.
All right,
spoiler alert. I don't have any wrestlers from Argentina on my list. None.
KFJ, he's back. Jobber.
Oh, great. Yeah, I got up at 5 a.m. for this.
Merry Christmas. All right, who's
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Who's your number nine tonight?
Number nine is a guy who, in my opinion, really came into his own in the last year or two. This guy has the look. He's got the ability. He established himself as a junior heavyweight for years in New Japan Pro Wrestling, moved into that top-level heavyweight contenders position this year. Great matches against AJ Styles. Great matches against Nakamura. My number nine is Kota Ibushi. When I did some research on him, I knew that he's been on the shelf as of late. He's had a cervical disc injury.
Ooh,
so obviously that's a concern going forward. And that was another one of the patterns that I noticed when I made out my top 10 list, just how many of the guys on this list had suffered major injuries in 2015. Kota Ibushi is number nine for me.
Okay, you know, and that's a great pick. And I'm going to just want to say one thing. You know why, to your point, Mike, a lot of these guys are banged up a little bit that you could potentially put on a list, this list or on this list, it's because if you're on a list like this, you are no matter what country you're from, a full throttle, nonstop, 100 mile an hour wrestler, and that kills your body. So it doesn't surprise me that some guys like Ibushi and those other guys are banged up that you're talking about. And by the way, I do have a couple of international fellas on my list. I just wanted to point that out to you today.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah, well, thank you. All right, Seth, who's your guy?
My first international pick. Ethan Carter the third? Isn't he from
international?
Isn't he from Canada or something?
That's EC3, dude. I think he's from Cleveland, actually. Yeah, actually, and he's a tremendous worker. But that's your number nine?
It's my number nine. I gotta say, I think he's a gold mine for WWE. I think he would be a huge heel in WWE, and he would be like right there with Kevin Owens as far as, you know, heel.
EC3.
Yeah, I think he could be.
Well, he was in the WWE.
I know they developed him, but you know, maybe whatever they thought he was missing, I think he found it.
You think he's doing big stuff and good stuff in TNA?
Listen, I'm not saying like TNA. I just think he's representing himself really well.
He's tremendous.
I think he's great on the mic. I think he's great in the ring.
Definitely. Mike and I have called a bunch of his matches. Yeah. I mean, so
I think he's money.
Yeah, no, he's. I have no flag on that. I'm an EC3 fan. Mike?
No, amazing the way that this guy established himself in TNA in the last year or so. And while I don't have him on my final top 10 list, he was in my first draft. Made a few changes and went through. So I know you guys love this. He's just a little bit outside my top 10.
Just outside.
But I love EC3.
Yeah, me too.
I think the guy has just made incredible strides.
Didn't make draft 57 on Mike's list.
I had a bunch of, I have the interns that go through my list. And EC3 did not make my final, but he was on my previous list. He's a tremendous worker, a tremendous guy, and an excellent stick man, microphone guy, promo guy for sure. No doubt about it. No. My number nine is a guy that was recently a guest on my show, the Taz Show, if you notice the pattern here. No, I'm joking. PWG World Heavyweight Champion, Ring of Honor TV Champion, Roddy Strong. Roderick Strong is my number nine. Look, if anybody out there listening or watching the show right now, if you have not seen Roderick Strong work, you need to check this guy out. If you have seen him work, then, well, you know why he's on this list. He's my number nine. This guy's like a modern-day in-ring worker, Dean Malenko-esque, similar style. Maybe a little bit bigger than Dean. To be the heavyweight champ at PWG, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, out there in California, and Ring of Honor as a TV champ, those are two companies. Well, they're in bed together now and have a relationship, those two companies, but they arguably have two of the best rosters in the wrestling industry worldwide today. So, Roddy Strong is my number nine.
I love that pick. I don't have him on my list. I was so impressed with this guy years and years ago when he competed in TNA. He's terrific, and I think he definitely deserves to be mentioned, Taz. I think that's a great call.
When he was at TNA, Mike, because I don't think I was there. That was before my time at TNA, right? So who was he? Was he in a program with anyone? Like, what was he doing?
He was just sort of part of the X Division, in TNA. As far as what years he was there, boy, oh boy, I would say that it was probably in the mid-2000s. I think he may have also, I would say 2006, maybe 2007 in that range. Had some, great matches I can remember, I think, with Austin Aries.
Wow, yeah.
AJ Styles. Yeah, that's... those were great matches. Loved Roderick Strong in TNA and think he's just doing great these days.
No doubt. Yeah, definitely, I'd love to see him and Austin Aries work now. Oof, man, that'd be something. Yeah, those two guys definitely legit. All right, good. Boom, we just banged out 10, banged out 9. Number, where are we at? 8.
Comes after 9.
Okay, thanks, Seth. all right, just setting the table here.
This is my Christmas present that you brought him back.
What?
Me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. My mind. I'm trying to stay calm because I want to take the whole table and throw it at Seth's face. So I'm trying to just stay calm right now. So I lost. Yeah, this is your Christmas present from me to you, Mike. Instead of a bottle of Jack Daniels or your favorite
Bombay Sapphire.
I was gonna say, but your favorite drink of. But look, I've never seen you turn down a drink in general. But yeah, of course, you're more of a gin man in Bombay Sapphire. But I digress. All right, so please give me your number. What's the matter?
He's ragging. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I'm listening to his podcast. He gave me Tampa over New Orleans, -3.5, and I switched my pick, and I lost my pool. So, I'm mad. You're mad at me. I'm here.
Have you noticed a pattern here? He gets his picks from me. He gets his top 10 from Mick Foley. Would you just make a decision on your own and grow a damn set?
Ouch. Jeez, Mike.
You knew Mike was going to come at you. You thought things were going to be positive for you.
He gave me the Tampa Bay Bucks -3.5. I had to change my pick. I lost my pool.
Hey, Mike, I don't know if you heard. I don't shine shoes no more. All right?
Yeah, he's a big shot now, Mike. He's a big shot. He's a big shot here at CBS Radio. Oh, yeah, he's such a big shot that he decided to undress my studio when I wasn't here to the new producer, the captain, who he has heat with the captain. The captain doesn't like you, by the way. Seth.
Who likes me?
I'm in the same boat, dude. I understand. But yeah, we had a New York Ranger, the Ranger hockey program, right, Mike?
I'm familiar with the New York Ranger.
Okay, yeah. So we had the nice decal gimmick behind the producer spot there, right by the ECU and the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Notice the pattern for the captain. And we had a Ranger sign there, New York Rangers, because a lot of us here are Ranger fans. Crying Brian, myself, I like the Rangers, the captain. And next thing you know, I say on air a couple weeks ago, what happened to the New York Ranger gimmick? That was, and then I heard from a little birdie off air. Well, Seth demanded that it comes down.
Oh, I'm big on demands.
Who the hell? Seth, all of a sudden you're a big shot around here? You're yelling at Mike. What's the story?
A little bit.
Wow. Well, we better be careful, Mike.
Drinks. You gotta be careful. I didn't get the memo.
Are on the house.
Well, drinks, I'll tell you how I feel about your new promotion.
I don't give a damn!
Okay, so...
That's a shoot.
Mike, who's your 8?
Number 8. Ocho, baby. 8 is Kevin Owens.
Ooh, wow.
A guy who I think established himself in WWE this year. Certainly a favorite of the internet crowd. Great rivalries that he had in 2015 with a lot of the big stars. I have to also just put this little caveat on here. Personally, I'm still not sold on his ability or even the fact that he's going to get the opportunity to be a WWE World Champion level performer and athlete. I don't know that he ever makes it to that top level, but I have still been so impressed with what he was able to accomplish, and Kevin Owens is my number 8.
Well, I agree with that. I'm a huge fan of Kevin Owens. I've done a lot of talk on my show lately in defense to Kevin Owens. I didn't like some of the misuse, and I was living vicariously through Kevin on the way they were booking him or lack thereof by having this kid have no heat, taking any heat he had off of him, by having people throw sodas in his face and popcorn, and him not retaliating, but he finally got some heat back. Now, I have a question, Mike. My whole gimmick here on this show is I don't ask the hard questions. I don't put people on the spot. I'm all about easy peasy. Let's not take each other serious. Have fun. What, you like easy peasy? You like that?
That's nice.
Easy peasy. So, you know, Mike, you know how I am. I'm easy going, Joe. You know how I am, Mike.
Always. You always have been.
Mike must miss working with you so much.
I miss working with Mike, but I know he don't miss working with me. I do actually miss working with him, but he's happy as a pig in poop. So, he's
3,000 miles away. He's counting.
You're the best. So, bro, I got to ask you why, Mike. Why do you say you don't think or you're implying that Kevin Owens couldn't be a top-tier World Heavyweight Champion material in WWE? Why?
Yeah, this is something that we've talked about in the past on the show, and I'll just bring it forward again. It's just my opinion that Kevin Owens will reach a certain level with WWE, and I think for the most part we've seen that level right now, and I don't think, because of his look, I don't think that they will take the push to the next level. That's pretty much just that simple. So it's more of a knock on how I feel that his character's been handled, like you mentioned, and what I anticipate and how I anticipate that his character will be handled going forward.
I respectfully disagree, just so you know, and only because of his work rate. And chances are you're right and I'm wrong. But they have done that before with guys with a certain look that isn't the typical cosmetic look. Look at Mick Foley, a guy we just talked about.
Daniel Bryan's,
well, a little bit different. I'm talking about Nick, who's like, he would wear the shirt and he would wear, you know, he had the crazy beard and, you know, the whole thing. You know, I don't know if that's what you're saying, Mike, but like...
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is that I hope I'm proven wrong. But it's just what I anticipate, what I see when I watch Kevin Owens. I just think he's going to be kept at that particular level.
He's a polarizing guy. His in-ring work is great. Recently, Vince Russo, I had a nice, calm argument with him on Twitter. Because Vince apparently was saying some stuff that he feels like, you know, Kevin just is, whatever he was saying, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it was on Twitter, so take what it is, that he's not in shape enough and all this stuff. And I said nicely on Twitter, you know, Vince... My paisan, just understand something, that in shape doesn't mean just by the way your body looks. I wrestled many times a guy named Bam Bam Bigelow, okay, who, trust me, brother, that guy would go all day long in that ring and blow you up. So just because a guy doesn't look like he's in shape doesn't mean that he can't work 30 minutes and bust your ass. And Kevin Owens is in that realm. That guy can go. He's a hell of a hand and can work his ass off. No matter what people think his physical look, negative or positive, he's a tremendous worker. He's believable. He's that guy that you're drinking a beer in the bar that, you know, if a guy walks in the bar to pick a fight, this is the guy's going to put his beer down and just rip your eye out with his thumb. That's what he looks like, and that's how they should book him.
You make me think about Harley Race, even. He was like that tough guy in the bar, kind
of
had that
of
look
course.
And everything. You know?
Speaking of bars, Mike, what are you doing later?
Actually, it was last night. You know, had a beautiful Christmas party at the Red Rock Casino. There was drinking. There was gambling. There was T-Bone's restaurant was fantastic. Did I mention drinking and gambling, by the way?
A little bit.
Sounds like heaven.
And then all of a sudden, about 11:30, 11:45 last night, reality set in. I remembered that I had a 5 a.m. alarm, and what a buzzkill that was.
Welcome to the Taz Show.
But I digress.
Gimmick infringement. All right, so today gave number 8, Kevin Owens. Seth, who's your 8?
I have Okada at number 8. You know, NJPW champion.
Very good. Yeah.
He's excellent in the ring.
He's awesome.
You know, and even though I don't speak Japanese, he still oozes charisma too. I mean, he's tremendous. He's one of the best wrestlers in the world.
You're right. You don't have to speak Japanese to see that charisma, Seth. I agree with that. Coincidentally, at number 8, I have a Japanese star. Won every IWGP title you can basically imagine. That's Nakamura. So, I mean, I think those three cats we have, the three of us at number 8, pretty legit. Imagine that three-way match, triple threat. Nakamura, Okada, and Kevin Owens.
Dude, I'd pay to see that.
Mike, would you love to call that one, Mike?
I'd love to call that one, and I have both Nakamura and Okada on the list upcoming, too. So,
all right, don't get hot.
No beef whatsoever with those selections.
All right, who's your number 7 today? You're starting to annoy me.
Number 7 is another one of those guys that I thought really upped his game this year. His personality was so strong, so established in WWE, and I guess unlike my opinion of Kevin Owens, I really think that long-term this guy has a chance to be that top-level WWE guy. They keep saying that Cesaro is missing one piece of the puzzle, whether it's the, maybe he gets a mouthpiece, maybe it's a I know they tried Heyman. Maybe it's Heyman again. Maybe it's Ric Flair. Who knows what that is? I've heard Ric Flair talk about even his chance to be the mouthpiece for Cesaro. Yeah. Whatever it is, I think eventually Cesaro will be taken up to that next level. Again, another one of those guys that's got the injury bug, shoulder injury, out for like 4 to 6 months.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Mike, that's why I do not have Cesaro on my list, because of that heavy-duty injury bug that he's got going on with him. Otherwise, I'm a gigantic fan of Cesaro. I put him over a lot on my show, and rightfully so. The guy is tremendous. I was begging, dude, begging for him to be in a program when Kevin Owens was the IC champion for a best-of-five series with Kevin Owens and Cesaro. I was begging on my show, begging WWE to do that, begging them to do that. They didn't do it. I just thought that would have elevated that IC title and both of these men, and I thought that would have been a pretty cool fan. It was a pretty cool fantasy booking gimmick, but they didn't do it. So I'm a big, big fan of Cesaro. I especially love when he wears that black towel. Love that part. All right, who's your number seven?
I have number seven. Tanae already talked about him, but I have John Cena at number seven. His matches with Kevin Owens were some of the best matches I've seen in a long time.
Agreed.
And he also did Sami Zayn, Neville. I mean, he took, and Cesaro wrestled. And
everybody.
So arguably one of John Cena's best years of wrestling.
He elevated all those guys, and I agree everything we just said. And coincidentally, my number seven is Kevin Owens. So, you know, to your point, which is a natural segue, that God, it's like, Seth, you and I are on the same page here almost. Yeah, it's like your picks are going to my pick. Mike, we don't even need you here, so you can hang up.
I'm good. Talk to you guys later.
Oh, he would too. Mike, you there? Hello, Mike. Mike, and that Mike. Call the hotline. All right, so I popped one at. Mike, I'm trying to get my phone number here for fans to call in to change it to the WCW hotline number.
1-900-909-9900. Kids, whatever you do, get your parents' permission, but make sure you call the hotline.
I love it. I either want that or I want 1-866-I-JOBBER. Can we do that one?
That works.
That actually works. Huh? Yeah, no. So, boom. Kevin Owens is my seven. Tanae had Cesaro. Seth had Cena. Kevin Owens, we've been talking about him a lot here. Look, NXT success, the IC title success, I think they missed the boat. They could have done more with him with the IC title. My opinion. So, now we are at number six already. We are flying through here. Tanae, you ready for six?
I'm ready. Sitting on six. At number six, I have AJ Styles. I think AJ Styles, a perfect fit for New Japan Pro Wrestling promotion. A series of matches that this guy had this year with, and then in recent years, with Hiroshi Tanahashi. Just absolute classics. Several months, he was the IWGP champion. I guess my biggest concern going forward, also with AJ Styles, is one has to wonder how he's going to bounce back from the injury, the back injury that he has, especially in light, and this is something that you touched on earlier, Kaz, especially in light of just how physical that New Japan style is.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and love that number right there. Love AJ. Big fan of AJ for sure. Nobody's throwing flags on that. Seth, what do you got at number six?
Finn Balor, number six.
Wow, okay.
He's very unique. His entrance, his charisma as a wrestler, his wrestling. I mean, he's had great matches with Kevin Owens, a ladder match.
You also forgot to point out a guest of the Taz show.
A guest of the Taz show. A big fan of Taz growing up when he was.
That's the fact, Jack.
Yeah, he's NXT champion, and that title has been elevated by Kevin Owens, by Finn Balor. So I mean, that's a real legit title now.
I totally agree. And my number six is Mike's number six, AJ Styles. So everything Mike said and ditto. And I could just imagine. Could you guys just imagine in NXT AJ Styles combating, going against Finn Balor for that NXT title? What a match that would be. Unbelievable. But, you know, AJ, for now, he's doing his stuff in New Japan, Ring of Honor and stuff like that, so we shall see. But so there it is. Number six for me is AJ Styles. Tanae had AJ. Also, Seth had Finn Balor. And we are going to take a quick break right here in a special edition of the Fantasy Draft edition. top 10 wrestlers, end of year special, top 10 wrestlers of 2015. I got Professor Mike Tenay on the hook. We got Seth, the KFJ, in studio. We'll be right back after this break.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back on the Taz Show with this special edition, holiday edition. Happy holidays, everybody. Holiday edition of Fantasy Draft Edition. A lot of editions of the Taz Show. We got Mike Tenay on the hook, the professor. Get the KFJ, Seth in the studio. Top 10 wrestlers of 2015. Banging it out. We are up to number 5. Quick recap. Number 10, I had Prince Puma, Ricochet. Tenay had Cena. Seth had Sasha Banks. No girl supposed to be in this one, but Seth didn't know. He's a jobber. Number 9, I had Roddy Strong. Tenay had Ibushi. Seth had EC3. Number 8, I had Nakamura. Tenay had Kevin Owens. Seth had Okada. 7, I had Kevin Owens. Tenay had Cesaro. Seth had Cena. 6, AJ Styles for me. Tenay had AJ Styles also. Seth had Finn Balor. And that brings us to number 5. So let's do it, Tenay. You're on the clock.
Here we go. Top 5. Boy, this really is the cream of the crop. At 5 for me is a guy that, when I look at the New Japan promotion, this guy's been at the top level now for several years. I'm talking about Hiroshi Tanahashi. Huge win over Okada on the annual January 4 show in 2015. Was a great match. Lost the IWGP title to AJ Styles, came back, won their biggest tournament of the year, that G1 Climax tournament.
Yes.
And Tanahashi will challenge Okada for the IWGP championship on their January 4, 2016 show. You know, this guy is close to 40 years old, but absolutely not stepping back, not slowing down. Hiroshi Tanahashi at number 5.
Tremendous worker. I have him on my honorable mention. I don't have him on my list. Big market for this guy, for sure. He's been doing it big for a long time. No flags by me, brother. That's a great pick. Number 5, no doubt. What do you got, Seth?
Number 5, I have Jay Lethal.
Ah, good job.
I mean, he's a double champion for a long time. He really's been carrying Ring of Honor all year. I mean, that's very impressive to be able to do that.
I totally agree with that, and I have Jay Lethal on my list. I'll get into that shortly. How about that? My number 5 is a guy that both of you guys have on your list already, and that's John Cena. I mean, his U.S. title run, as I think you, Mike, pointed out, was something special. You know, I talk a lot on my show, man, about titles either make guys or guys make the title. And I got to say, in this instant, when John Cena was the U.S. champion, he made that title. He elevated that title for the WWE. He really did. And that U.S. Open Challenge gimmick was tremendous. It was something to see. And the matches that both you guys pointed out that he has had, what's the rub he has given to some new cats coming in at that time, new meaning new in WWE, like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and
Neville,
thank you. You know, I mean, just made those guys, besides having excellent matches with other cats, I mean, John Cena just elevated that title, and then the WWE pooped on it. And no knock on ADR, Del Rio, I'm a fan of, but when they put it on ADR, they did nothing with it. It lost steam, you know what I mean? And I'm not knocking ADR, I'm a big fan of his too. But they went to ADR with it and just didn't do anything with it. I don't want to get the whole thing about that, but that's a whole different topic. But my point is, it just shows when a guy can make a title and creative gives the guy the opportunity. And John Cena did that with the U.S. title tenfold. Besides just his success he's had, he shows people how hard he works. Does he have the most high spots? No. Can he do tons of different suplexes or dives or be the best shoot style wrestler on a mat? No, he can't. But you know what? He battles every time, and he has top level matches. People leave their house with their families to see him wrestle on a live event. This guy's a massive draw. He's a massive, massive star, and he's my number 5.
It's cool that the open challenge really, it was such a simple idea, but it really worked, and he made it work, obviously.
It's unbelievable. I put these WWE guys over on my show better than their announcers do. That's a shoot. I really do.
And 100% in agreement with everything that you just said, including that the guy making the championship. And Seth, right there with you as far as what was such a simple idea that that open challenge became something that you look forward to every week. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, so often when I watch that Monday Night Raw show, there's just so much repetition and matches that I've seen before and seen over and over again. I just like that aspect of the open challenge, and that little bit of a hook was something that intrigued me just because it was different.
Totally agree. No doubt. What are we up to here? We're up to four already.
Four.
Oh, my gosh.
Slow down.
What do we have to slow down for?
I'm just kidding.
All right, get me nervous. Okay. go ahead, Mike. What do you got, number four?
Yeah, closing in right here on the big numbers. We're at four. Guy that's the current IWGP Intercontinental Champion is Nakamura in New Japan. Multi-time IWGP champion. A guy went to the finals of the big G1 Climax tournament. I know he beat Okada, lost to Tanahashi. Just an incredible performer is Nakamura for me at number four.
Yeah, I had him. I had him at eight. Seth, you didn't have him on, huh?
I got him, the King of Strong Styles, just outside my top ten.
I love him.
Wait a minute.
Bro, he's really stealing this gimmick. He's been doing it the past few fantasy drafts. I got to say, Seth, he's stealing your gimmick a little bit.
It's a tribute. Uh-oh. The silence. That means he's really... The steam is coming out of the ears.
He's getting hot or he left. One or the other. So, let's see that.
Looking for a gin and tonic.
All right. So, let's see. Tanay had Nakamura. Can't complain. The guys, you hit the nail on the head, and that's why I had him at eight. The guy's great. Just to be on this list, I think, is impressive. Man, we have so far some similar guys on our list. Obviously, we had a feeling this was going to happen. But, Seth, who do you got at four?
Speaking of similar guys, I got AJ Styles.
Wow, see?
NJPW champion most of the year, leader of the Bullet Club, and mm-hmm. he's just awesome. He's almost like he's gotten better. I mean, he's incredible.
All right.
I'd love to see him in WWE sometime.
Well, I have a tie at four.
Here we go. Oh, the rules here. No girls, no tag teams. We can have ties.
Right now, today's like, what the hell did
a
it just...
A tie at four? But if you have a tie at four, then you don't have a three.
Bro, I'm stuck here on four. I'm sorry.
You got a top 11 then.
You're right. I can't. I'm going to have to just go with a four. I'm not going to do that. We already have a female on this list because Seth put Sasha Banks on the list. Which, again, no problem with Sasha. I'm a mark for Sasha. Okay. I don't have a tie. I don't have a tie four. I have a four. I had a tie, but now I just moved someone to my honorable mention.
Well, we got to know who it was.
Now wait a minute. How do you move somebody from a tie from four to honorable mention outside the top 10?
I knew you were going to say that, yes. Mike. I knew you were going to say that, and
definitely a product of the New York City school system.
I knew you were going to say that, and I'm going to explain.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
That's going
to
be good.
Okay, so here's the thing. Because I have the guy at four, but I'm content and happy with my top three. So I don't want to put him in my three. I don't think he's three worthy. So I had him either at four or honorable mention. How's that?
That's terrible.
You know what? You're giving me the verbal candido. You're backing off in the corner. Slow it down.
Schnee, bitch. All right. So let's see. My number four is Jay Lethal. Okay, so I talked to a couple people at Ring of Honor, and I'll tell you who the guy I put the honorable mention. He was in a tie with somebody else. I'll tell you that in a second. But I talked to a couple people this past week at Ring of Honor, and I was like, you know, one of the office guys. I said, well, who would you say your top, who had the most success in 2015? I'm just curious, because they said, well, who do you think? And I said, I would say Lethal, and they said, exactly. They agreed, and so Seth, you had him on there too. I mean, as far as Ring of Honor and stuff, just this guy just is just tremendous. Now, Mike today and I both know Jay very well and had an opportunity to call a ton of his matches. Mike, you know him longer than me, and I've actually had Jay on the show. Notice the pattern. I always have good workers on my show. You notice that?
It's a Taz show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it.
Yeah,
you got the biggest worker sitting next to you.
Yeah, I know. I put over the show. I put over myself, Tanae, and you and Seth, and this is what I get. I get nothing.
Yep, you got the best guys on.
I got crickets.
You got the best show on.
The best show going. Yeah, it's great. The best show going, baby.
You're the man.
So hold on a minute. Wait, hold on. I got this reindeer. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Hey! Oh, look out, look out. You heard that, Mike? I got a reindeer that shoots stuff off his nose.
Hey. Sorry. I'm Rudolph.
It's like, oh, nice throw. Wow. Yeah. So that's got a pretty good arm, Mike. It's like Nolan Ryan, but different.
yeah, I'm lefty.
Just a little bit outside.
Just a little bit outside.
I'm a Southpaw.
Oh, okay,
South Camden,
me.
South Jersey.
First, they hit my esophagus. All right, so Jay Lethal's my number four. Now, of course, you guys pondering or wondering, who did Taz move to his honorable mention that wasn't in the top three?
It's like the open challenge. You want to know who's coming out.
A young man that, Mike, you know, but of course, Seth probably never heard of, but he'll jump on Google, and that's Zach Sabar Jr., okay? Yeah, look at Seth's face.
Didn't you have him on your show for your breakdown before the breakthrough and the breakout?
Oh, that's nice. You noticed that, Mike? You noticed that how he made fun of the name of the segment?
You see how comfortable he's getting a half an hour in all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
He's right back to the way that he was before. You would think maybe he'd be on his T's and Q's and be worried coming back, but no, not the case.
Well, you're right, Mike, and these are a lot of reasons why he's not on the show anymore. See, so he takes my segment and he kind of kicks it in the nuts and he kicks it right in the yam bag, and it's like, oh, isn't that your that breakdown again? Gimmick the right of nuts. Isn't that your breakdown gimmick, Schnabitz? Yeah, he knows the name of Seth. He's a CBS office guy, and you should be supportive of all the shows here, especially the number one show.
Of course I am.
Jeez.
Having a little fun.
At my expense.
No.
All right, so Zach Sabar. Mike, you know Zach Sabar, right?
Well, of course. Come on.
Will you stop? All right, so he's a tremendous worker. He won the Battle of Los Angeles over at PWG this past year. He won that in the summer, June or July or something. His success, he's a young man from the UK, a success in Japan. Just amazing, amazing talent. So, but he's in my honorable mention. But we still got to get to 1, 2, and 3. But I just figured I'd throw that out there because this is my show. So, okay, so number four, I had Jay Lethal. Today I had Nakamura. Seth had AJ Styles. Okay, here we go. Top three cities. Top three Jones. Today, go.
Oh, you just brought this thing to a screeching halt, didn't you?
Why? What'd I do?
Number three for me.
Oh.
Number three for me is Okada. I had the big January 4 match this year with Tanahashi. Lost that. Rededicated himself. They did that storyline. Since July, IWGP champion. Third time he's been their champion. And he was just named Tokyo Sports MVP for 2015, very prestigious award, third time that he's won that. And I had to look this up because I knew he was still young. That guy just had his 28th birthday.
Oh, my God.
So you talk about tremendous upside going forward for Okada. I have him at number three.
Very good. Yeah, he's tremendous. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's tremendous.
When you guys saw him in TNA, did you see this potential? Did he have it? I don't remember seeing him myself.
Mike, you know what happened. It's on you.
Right. Well, no, it's obvious what happened there. Yeah. He was not booked correctly. You know, let's be honest.
Yeah. And he wasn't. Yeah.
The people in charge of creative and booking didn't see what they had in this guy, and he was given a subservient position, and he never had a chance to break out.
And you know what, Mike? I think that motivated him to go back to his home country, and I think that pissed him off a little bit. And he got built a chip on his shoulder, and I also think it chipped off the company he works for in Japan. How do you take this guy and deal with him that way? And I'm going to be honest, Mike, you don't have to say it because I think you still work for TNA to some degree. I'll say it so you could just lay out if you want, but I've heard from a pretty credible source that New Japan, I don't think they're ever going to get past how angry they are about the way he was handled.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that because of that, New Japan sort of cooled on the relationship.
Wow, look at Tanay. Not pulling punches. Wow.
No, I think it's just a fact, isn't it?
I don't get hot. I'm just trying to put you over. God. Jeez. Wow, by the way, hey, yeah, hey, jobber. I hear you. It is a fact. It is a fact, Mike. It is a fact. It is.
That's the fact, Jack!
All right, so what are we up to? Seth, you're up.
Yes, this is when the controversy kicks in. Number three. Uh-oh. I bet you know who I have.
Who's he? Me?
You, yeah. Tez.
Yeah.
You,
who's
Tez.
He?
You, Tez.
That's Vince.
Pronouns,
exactly.
I have the New Day at number three.
Okay, what the hell, dude? Not just two guys. It's three guys. What are we doing?
It's a collective unit. I don't know, because when I thought of Wrestler of the Year, like, they got it going on. They're
great.
To me, they're the most entertaining. That's the thing that's out there.
It's three guys.
But they're the New Day. It's like one line.
I know they're the New Day. It's like what?
It's just one line. New Day.
I know that. I know they're the New Day. But if you're putting top wrestlers of the 80s, would you say the Freebirds?
I might say Road Warriors.
But this is a top wrestlers.
Top wrestler of 2015. I don't know. I just, that's what came out. It's my list. I know. I didn't know the rules. There's no rules.
Mike, whose fault is this? Is this my fault?
I'm throwing the flag.
Hold on.
This is the whole reason why we only needed you and I to do this list. let's be honest. They've been so well received this year. I'm with you, Seth. Total agreement.
Yeah.
But let's look at things. You know, let's look at things in the real world here. You've got guys that are wearing unicorns and have a trombone. It screams novelty act. It screams first or second match level. I know they've been well received, but I mean, come on. There's a limit to what you can do, and when you've got unicorns and a trombone, you're not going to be taken seriously.
I agree with that, but the trombone gimmick is funny.
I'm throwing a flag on his flag.
Hold on.
Oh, come
flags
on.
Everywhere.
Yeah. They're the tag team champs, and they're the most entertaining thing on the show. Everybody looks forward to them. Everybody pops for them.
I don't think
it's a novelty.
I don't think Mike's burying them. He's burying the booking of them. But they are over big time, and they draw big time. But they did show a vicious side. I think it was with John Cena when the company booked them that way. Remember that?
Yeah.
Was it Cena? They got a bunch of heat on. But I understand the unicorn gimmick. The trombone gimmick makes me laugh. But I understand. We have a list of guys that are true and true grapplers here. And then we have guys.
They can work. Those guys can work.
I know they can work. I look at Consequences Creed. You know who that is?
That's the third guy. What's
third
name?
Guy? Xavier Woods. Xavier Woods. Yeah, the third Woods, guy, yes. Mike. It's
sorry,
the third guy, Mike.
I drew a blank for a second.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you can't draw a blank out here.
Okay? All right.
You know how it is here.
I'm gonna edit this out.
Anyway. Dude, no, you're not editing this out. I have contractual power of attorney or whatever they call it. I have contractual power of producer. Yes! Power of producer. That's my new gimmick.
Yeah, you're Pop.
I'm Pop. I'm Pop. Power of producer. Look, okay, so I'm throwing a flag because Seth threw three men in one slot. Mike's throwing a flag because of the comedy novelty act of the New Day. So not one flag on you, Seth. It's two flags on you. So that's, Mike, you hear the whistles, right?
Well, look, when we have a top 10 list of guys that make you laugh, they're in.
Wow. Damn.
Okay.
They're in. They're right. In.
Mike, Wait, Mike. I remember, like, when Creed was in TNA, I thought you and him got along pretty good. We got heat with this kid or what?
I have no heat with any of the three guys. I like you said, do I think they're great workers? I think they're fine. I think that they're tremendous. It's the gimmick. It's the act. And it's, again, you can only take them so seriously, and I think when you're putting together a list of the top 10 guys of 2015, I just don't think that they belong on that list. That's just my opinion.
All right, don't get all heated. Right.
Okay, so edit point. My number three is Brock Lesnar.
No. All right, so, all right, well, he put New Day in there. I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's almost like a flag thrown. All right, let's move on, please. Enough. Who's up? Me?
Three. You. Pop.
Oh, here we go. All right, NXT champion, no doubt. This guy's must-see TV, Finn Balor. Okay, I don't care if he's wearing the full gimmick, the demon gimmick, or not. He is a tremendous worker. Not too long ago, felt like he was the number one free agent in the world. Everybody wanted this guy, and with good reason. Just a tremendous, tremendous wrestler and performer. Like I said, he's one of the key guys that put NXT really on the map. You know, just he's must see TV. He's Finn Balor. I mean, it's that simple. He's great. So he's my number three. All right, here we go. We're getting down to number two. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm sitting on two. Here we go. It's a guy with the WWE that really, really came into his own at the top level, Seth Rollins. High-profile rivalries, everybody from Brock Lesnar to Cena to Orton to Sting. You think of all the mainstream publicity that this guy got with the Jon Stewart angle. I liked what they did when he had the two championships, the U.S., the World Heavyweight title. Right.
Yep.
And definitely a tough way to end the year with the ACL, MCL injuries that required surgery. So, again, it's another one of those cases of these guys in my top 10 having the injury bug. But for me, Seth Rollins was a strong number two.
That no argument from me. He's on my list, just not a two. All right, who's your number two?
My number two is Kevin Owens, and just thinking about him, he's old school, he's new school, he's. I have no issue with him at all. I think he's
I love him.
I think he's perfect, and I don't the gut or whatever people want to say about his body doesn't bother me. I don't even think about it. I just his work. He's just great. I can see him being champ.
Can work his versatility. To your point, he can work with any type of worker. A big guy, he can work with a high flyer. He could go in there and do a false count anywhere match. He can do any style you want. This guy's the most versatile utility player that looks legit. He looks like a real guy, like I said, in a bar that will go up to you and rip your eye out if he's drunk or not. You know what I'm saying? So I agree. I like your number two.
And I can see him being champ. I disagree with what Mike said earlier.
Yeah, I disagree with
I can
Mike
easily
too.
See him being champ.
Yeah, Mike, you're a jobber.
You see, you missed my point entirely. I said that I didn't feel like he would ever be positioned as champion. So when you say that I don't think he should be champion, you're completely missing the boat and don't understand what
I'm saying. Well, I didn't say that, Mike. Seth did.
Well, I said he did.
Yeah. No pronouns. Who's he?
I'm pointing the finger at him.
Who's he? Who's him?
Stop pronouns. Pointing at me, Mike. And I disagree with that, too. I think they will. I think he will be champ, and I think they will book him that way.
Wow. We'll see.
Yep.
Time will tell.
That's right. And we're going to re-record. We're going to play this back.
Okay. No, we're not. So we're not playing this back.
I'm sorry, Pop.
So, all right. Yeah, power of producer. That's me, Pop. All right. So where are we? We are at number two. So my number two is Brock Lesnar. All the stuff, obviously, his program with The Undertaker, tremendous. Seth Rollins matches, you know, just everything high profile. A guy that works a limited schedule, which helps him because he's a special attraction. And when you're a special attraction and have a mouthpiece like a Paul Heyman with you, who can get over a cup out of the curb of the street, you know, that's how good Paul can get something over. You know, Brock is just the whole package of everything you need, perfect with an old school type manager mouthpiece too. And when Brock does talk, I like his promos. He don't say too much. He's right to the point. His facial expressions are there. But for a guy that works a limited schedule, I think that helps him, but it also makes him just talk about must-see TV. This guy, when you hear his music hit, everything's perfect except someone saying, "Here comes the pain." That'd be me. All right, so
you know, it's like UFC and boxing now. Like they fight like once or twice a year. He kind of has that feel with, and it brings more legitimacy to.
Yes, he does. Do you really want to talk UFC with me? Do you realize what's been going on with me in the past?
I just mean MMA. You know,
you've
like
heard
they
some
fight
stuff, right?
Yeah, once or twice a year. Yeah, I heard some one of those fights was fixed
opinions,
or something.
I had some
right?
opinions
yeah.
about something. I don't know. So anyway, but I digress. All right, today you're starting to annoy me because your silence speaks volumes, and you're starting to get me really hot. All right, so where are we now? We're up to number one, right?
I was waiting for the drum roll.
All right, you want a drum roll? Is that what you said? You asked for a drum roll, you got one.
This is it, guys. Number one, and you pretty much just said it all, Taz. Brock Lesnar, for me, is number one, and I think head and shoulders, number one.
All right.
As you mentioned, the limited schedule absolutely works to his advantage.
All right.
The guy is so legitimate. The guy is positioned as the best and delivers time after time. He is a ticket seller. He's a pay-per-view seller. To me, he stands alone in the business today. Relationship on screen with Heyman is perfection. You had a sentence earlier, Taz, with somebody that you had in your top 10 list. And I think it was about John Cena that you mentioned it. And I thought this really applied to Lesnar. So I'm going to steal that sentence here.
Yeah, go for it.
People leave the house to see Brock Lesnar.
Yep. I agree. No doubt.
He's my number one.
Yeah, and people, when they, and that's a great number one. When people hear Mike, you know, this guy's a draw. This guy's not a draw. This guy, I had a whole big thing on my show about Roman Reigns a while back. Like, people like, he's not over. I go, no, he is over. And I gave actual numbers to a caller. I gave numbers to the merchandise sales for this guy, how high they are and where he sits, like 1 and 2. And then I said, people leave their house. You don't understand what it takes for a working man or woman to rally up their kids and themselves, get in a car to go. And you tell me people don't leave their house because kids and some adults don't want to see what Roman Reigns is going to do or Brock Lesnar or any of these. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, that's what over is. You know, people don't understand when you go to leave your house to watch this person perform, or when they're on TV, you don't flip over to watch the football game. You know, you want to watch what they're going to do. And that's what over is. Over is drawing money. Over is merchandise. Over is people leaving their homes. God, why do I have to be so smart? All right, so
it's the greatest compliment that a performer can have.
That's, you're damn right, it is. All right, Seth, number two, what is it? I'm sorry, number one for you, my bad. What is it?
Number one.
My number one is Seth Rollins.
Wow, Seth Rollins.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I'd like to thank the Academy. Seth Rollins. Yes. Carried the WWE for almost a whole year. I mean, he'd go on Raw and do 15-minute promos. And
I know.
He just was on. He was like almost half the show. And then he gets in the ring and he kills it.
Yep.
All the time.
Does kill it.
I mean, he hurt himself because he's trying to throw a 320-pound guy around.
Yeah.
Like he's a cruiserweight. Yep. So, you know, he's I hope, you know, I wish him a speedy recovery. I hope he comes back better than ever.
Yeah. Well, no flag on that, because my number one, I kind of stooged off into number two. And my number one, hold on, let me do this again. My number one, a lot of drummers here, is none other than Seth Rollins also. Yeah. Seth Rollins. You know what? I mean, Seth, you hit on a lot of it there about Seth Rollins. And it's not only that. Look at the problem in the hole, the big black hole that was created for WWE Creative and Vince McMahon himself. When Seth blew the knee out, they didn't have a contingency plan, and they had to circle the wagons big time. They didn't have that plug-and-play guy to put in there. They had to use a transitional champion and someone like a Sheamus to get it on Roman Reigns, which now works. And I got to predict this. Next year, when we do this list, if we're all still here, God willing, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, Tanae could walk outside and get hit by a bus. So,
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too.
You're in Vegas in the desert. I'm in Manhattan. I'm telling you, you're going to hit by a bus. No, I hope not. You could have, like, a palm tree fall on you or something. But, you know what I mean? But, no.
A giant bottle of Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah. No! Poof, just nails you. So, yeah, anything could happen, right? So, but, no, we're all here next year. My prediction, we do this next year, Roman Reigns will be on this list. Roman Reigns has so much TV time, and neither of us, nor three of us, had him on our list. You know, I find that interesting. You know, I think that, and I don't know how I'm segueing to this, something triggered me because of the Seth Rollins thing. That's my number one. That's your number one. And Brock Lesnar is Mike's number one. But I think a Roman Reigns arguably could be on this list next year because maybe this kid turned a page. I hope he did. He was a hard worker, and I think he's finally connecting to the audience. But maybe a little bit off topic, but you know what they say. It's my show. I do whatever the hell I want. I don't care what anybody thinks.
I think it's a great point. And the fact that Roman Reigns is not on any of our top 10 lists is not an indictment of Roman Reigns.
Right.
It's also putting the heat on the promotion, too, and how this guy is presented. I think... And, you know, we're going to see how he evolves in 2016. He certainly has that upside that you would anticipate. You would certainly think that he's going to be booked in that kind of a position that he should make the top 10 list
right,
2016. So have to agree with you there.
I agree. And I think this was our list was excellent, all three of us. I think there'll be people throwing some flags on the old Twitter. You know, it's holiday season, and people don't care. They just get mean. How could you leave off Johnny Jobber? Why didn't you have Joey Jabroni on the list?
He's just outside my
chest. Just outside. Where was... Why? But, I, you know, Oh, man, how could you not have Dean Ambrose? Why is Dean Ambrose not on it?
Oh, my God!
Why would you not have Dean Ambrose? I mean, some people might say that. Dean Ambrose works his ass off. He's on my honorable mention. I love Dean Ambrose.
And he's IC champ.
He's IC champ. I got Zack Sabre now moved to my honorable mention. I got Sasha Banks as a female. I got the Young Bucks. Awesome as far as teams. Young Bucks, what do you got in your honorable mention there, Mike?
Yeah, honorable mention for me, I had Dean Ambrose, I had Jay Lethal, I had EC3, and Minoru Suzuki of New Japan. So,
nice.
You know, the lists were very similar in a lot of instances, and I think that's because I think it was established who those top guys were in 2015.
I agree. Who's on your honorable mention, Seth?
I got Brock on my honorable mention. I agree with everything you guys said about him, but just for the limited schedule, I had him on honorable mention instead of top 10. Alberto Del Rio, because he had a lot of success in AAA as
point.
Well.
And I like that.
Yeah, yeah. He's the top guy wherever he goes.
No, he is. That's a good point. Very
Nakamura
point.
I had, and also Cesaro.
So we had a lot of the same guys. Well,
those guys all dominated the year.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, Mike, Seth, till next year, because you guys won't be on my show ever again, either of you.
Oh. Promise?
Promise.
Never fails. The rule, always wise asses everywhere you go. Well, it's been a lot of fun, I guess, right? I mean, it seems like it's kind of sad that it's over. You know, no more. It's the people were looking forward to it. KFJ, all seven of his fans, Mike, were so happy that he's back on the show.
Yes. You're welcome.
You know, Mike, Seth actually started 3 fake Twitter accounts that attack me on Twitter on a regular basis. It's unbelievable. It's
I can't do it myself. Michael, kill me. I gotta hide.
It's unbelievable.
That's maybe the most creative he's ever been.
Thank you, Professor.
Seth, you have heat
love
with
you,
everyone.
Seth. You know I love you.
Mike, tonight.
It's all fun and games.
Yes.
At the holidays.
I love you too, Professor.
Mike today gets along with everyone. I've never heard anyone say anything bad. Well, one guy did. About Mike. Not one guy did. Wait a minute. That one announcer, but I digress. We'll leave that alone. He popped. He knows what I mean. That maybe one guy. Just one guy. Maybe just one guy. No, but all right, look. It's been a lot of fun. So now, people can listen to this thing throughout the holiday season, right? You can watch it. Forget listen. Watch the damn thing. You get to see myself here, the KFJ, and a lower third of Mike Tenay's pitcher. So,
the handsome devil, that guy.
All right, we're done, bro. Anything else you want to say? You have anything else you want to say, Mike? Are you good?
I'm all good. Happy holidays, guys.
Same to you, Mike. Thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate
Thank you
it.
So much.
Thank you, baby. So, that was great. A lot of fun. Jumping back on, doing a fancy draft edition. This is just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's like we'd never left.
But we got to do another one next month because people get hot.
Uh-oh.
So the captain, you might have to arm wrestle him or something.
You see the size of his arms?
He's huge, bro. He's huge.
I can't take him.
I know. He's always doing push-ups in the hallway.
I'm old and broken down.
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
All right, well, Seth,
I didn't even take any bumps.
I know. Well, that could change.
hear that? I got that recorded.
You got that recorded. Threatening him. All right so
Pop.
Pop. Yeah, so we, so the next, I guess you're going to have to jump on the next one then in January, right?
If I'm still working here, sure.
Well, you're busy. A lot of people are like, well, where's Seth been? You know, that they kind of ended now. They love the captain.
That's my cousins. Yeah. My girlfriend. Yeah.
Captain's getting, he's different than you, though.
Yeah, he's the captain. There's only one captain.
Well, it's a gimmick. But
Oh, sure. Stooge him off. Nice.
It's a gimmick.
Just kayfabe the captain. He's a real captain.
Kayfabe the captain. Now he's
I have an old roommate that's an actual captain.
Really?
Yeah. He's a captain of a ship, boat. You know, he's a boating captain.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah, he called it 500-pound Mako shark.
Bro, why'd you have them rip the Ranger thing down?
Why?
It was you.
Why? It was me. I know it was you, Fredo.
No, I'm telling you. I heard it was you. Look at this. What is Kel stick of the arm, bro? This arm?
You love that thing.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
We took it down because I thought it was there for video, whatever, and then you put the sticker up, so I thought it was replaced, so I took it down.
No, we... No, but you don't understand. We are going to... That... Wall will be covered soon.
Of course it will.
I don't care about anybody else doing shows here.
We know that.
I don't.
We're all aware. We're very aware here at CBS. I'm speaking on behalf of CBS. We're aware that you don't care about other shows. We're well aware. Thank you. Every time we walk in, we know. Oh, okay.
Look, I don't care.
That's the Taz studio.
I don't give a damn.
Because when those some bitches are in here every day like me, every morning like clockwork, and I'm the guinea pig around here. When they could start this ship off, dude, you and I, a year ago, almost to the date,
yeah,
started this thing off. The work put into this thing. When these Johnny come latelys want to come in this room and take over, and you could tell Kells I said that. I don't care. Tell Kells.
Oh, you're in big trouble now.
Why? Well, no, don't tell him. I'm don't get me in trouble.
Just you don't see Kells when he's angry, man.
I'm just talking trash. Why are you going to...
You don't see Kells when he's angry.
Dude, I'm over here. This is all on video.
What are you...
No, because the gimmick arm.
Markel, get in here.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's Jesus.
Like, I do everything
he's breaking
here.
The arm. He's breaking the arm.
All right, the show's done. All right, so look, we're done. We're done here. Thanks great. For jumping on, watching, or listening. And Seth, why don't you plug your Twitter? I think we plugged it on the lower third.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's nice. Seth the Twit.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Seth the Twit. Well, Video Brian, you know, he's another guy who hates your guts.
You're funny. Like, you thought it was Seth the Wit. Like, I was like, saying I'm witty.
You're witty.
No, I'm a twit.
Yeah, it should be Seth the Jobber.
Seth
all right,
jobber,
so that's
boy.
It. That's it. Well, happy Hanukkah. Is that
thank
the right
you.
Vernacular? Is that the right thing to say?
The pronunciation is Hanukkah. Yes.
I can't follow that. On that note, for Mike today, who's gone, thank you, Mike, for joining on. For all you guys during the holiday season watching or listening to this special fantasy draft edition during the holiday season. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you had a lot of fun. For Seth, I'm Taz. Thank you. We are out of here. A lot of fun as usual. Have a good holiday. Take care.
I left my heart in the city. And I was only worried about my top friends. Now my circle is getting smaller. All these people acting fake, man. And to be honest, I don't even have a top 10. Me against the world, I've been doing what I really love. Haters been hiding behind the screen, man, they movie cuts. And when I'm back at home, it never feels the same. Cause we've been doing our own thing, trying to stay up. I wanna go back to days when